This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day as we're off and running here on just a massive Sports Thursday. Even though the Rangers are off, we have so much to talk about. And let's start with your baseball team. They did it again, nearly threw a no-hitter and beat the Orioles. They win a series. General at your service. There's Broadus. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup, feathering his nest, fixing to go five flawless. Woolchuck's in the house. Chiafalo did a heck of a job filling in with KNC Masterpiece once again. He'll be back with us next week. And thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us every day, 105thefan.com, Twitch and YouTube. Please like the video, subscribe, and hit that bell button so you don't miss when we go live or upload a video for your enjoyment. Yeah, last time this happened where the Rangers, you know, took a no-hitter this deep, is never. Okay, what you saw last night was Rangers history, and this time the bullpen did not collapse. 7-0 the final. DeGrom went into the eighth inning. And, you know, I think, thankfully, the no-no was broken up on pitch 90, Brian. I was kind of surprised to hear you say that in crosstalk because, you know, I kind of think that DeGrom's a pretty big key, not only for this year, but next year.
Sure. I just kind of felt like that we've waited a long time to see this guy pitch, and we all need a little feel good about the Rangers.
Yeah.
You know, team's 40-41 right now.
Mm-hmm.
About to come home. You know, it's schedule's not going to get easy. You know, we got the Orioles are coming in, but, you know, you got the Mariners you're going to have to deal with. I don't know. Just kind of feeling like, listen, this guy's, you know, it was big investment made in him pitching. And if I could feel good about him throwing a no-hitter right now and the staff and the team, I'll take that. I mean, yeah, the whole thing, unless they get their timely hitting done or make some corrections that way, it's going to be a 500 team. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, this year and next year.
And that's what I was thinking, like Bochy looking out there going, you know what, we're probably not contending this year. The offense not coming around.
Sure.
Let's go get us a no-hitter.
Yeah, and I think DeGrom wanted it.
Oh, he definitely wanted it.
I think he was – you know, he was trying to set himself up to make the right pitches and get himself with an opportunity to have it. And I'm always up for a no-hitter.
I mean, as the elder statesman, though, I would anticipate that you would have the best understanding of, like, delaying gratification now for a long-term bigger gain. But
I'm not guaranteed. I'm not sports guaranteed tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sports guaranteed. So I'll take what I can get right now out of that.
At 877-881-1053. I think, like, worst case scenario this year would also to have to be to flush next year. If DeGrom goes out, now you're looking at it like it's totally over.
If he's going to go out, I mean, his starts have basically been immaculate.
He's the best pitcher in baseball again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he could win the Cy Young, which would be historic.
I feel like I've waited 2 years to see him pitch like this, you know? And the outlay on the contract is huge. Just kind of like, I'm happy to see him. I think when the season started, what we were all kind of talking about, I just wanted him to take the ball every time. Take the ball, go out there and pitch.
Exactly.
Every time. And if it meant him maybe taking a game into the ninth, possible no-hitter, whatever, sure. I mean, I'm okay with that.
He's 8-2 with a 208 and a .88 whip.
There's some games that they've let go that he's pitched great in.
Sure.
That they've kind of
let. He did go to 103 pitches back in May.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was one of those where, man,
he was going to go get this.
See, as a manager, like if you go talk to him, he's probably not letting you take him out. But I definitely was wondering, and my personal thought at the time was, you've done your job. It's 7-0, and it would be catastrophic if he goes out there, he tries to push this, and the next thing you know, Jacob DeGrom's out again. I didn't think the risk
on a 40-41 team
here. Yeah, I didn't think it did. Well, it's still a team that we're hoping can get hot in the second half of the season.
You had a story yesterday talking about that people in baseball believe this team's going to get hot
right
in the second half.
And Jacob DeGrom's a huge part of that. So, like, it's a very tough one.
This pitching staff has been great all year.
It has, and he's a huge reason why. But he's never had a no-hitter before.
That's what As a Ranger fan, I was being selfish.
Yeah, I probably would have ended up saying, hey, go for it. But you could kind of tell that he was starting to labor a little bit.
Yeah, and so, I think it's notable that, you know, in May he went 89, 90, 96, 103. They're ramping him up for longer work. And then at some point, after that 103, they hadn't gone to 84 after that. They never got back into the 90s. And last night, he was one pitch away from it. I assume they would have. Maybe you've been resting him enough that you think, hey, we can go to 105. But if that thing extends beyond that, there's no way you can let him go 110, 120.
Sure.
I mean, Boch is hilarious. He's the one. I think he holds the record for leaving a dude in there in the modern era for 145 pitches to get a no-no back in the day. And he was talking about things that's have changed school. Since then quite sure. significantly. But yeah, I do wonder if behind the scenes they're looking at it and saying, hey, at 37, he can't go a third time through the order and be nails. Like, we're getting a dip here, and we don't want the high leverage pitches that might stress his arm into injury.
My guy is so efficient throwing the ball. You know, he's going to.
But then he walked a guy.
But he became, like, if he had have kept up that efficiency,
yeah.
I'm with you. But he started to get the pitch count up there in the sixth and the seventh. And that's where I thought, like, okay, we were lucky to kind of get out of this thing. Do you want to push it? It's so tough. And he would have said, screw you, I'm going back out there if they tell him.
Sure.
He's doing it.
Because he hadn't pitched for 2 years.
But, yeah. But that's even, you're proving the point of, like, why.
I'm not proving any point.
The
I'm point just
that
saying.
He hadn't pitched I paid in 2 years
this guy
is why
go,
you're like.
I paid this guy to go out there and pitch.
Yeah, and he's finally healthy to do so.
And you know, and he's doing a great job.
He is. He did his job.
But see, now we're with these thoughts. What if he'd had like a no hitter possibility early in the season? Would you be thinking differently?
Pitchers have been getting taken out over the last decade. Like, pitchers getting taken out of no hitters is a thing.
Blake Snell always comes to mind.
I think it's a terrible thing.
The perfect game. Hey, that's special. And look, not to say a no hitter's not.
Right.
But I do think,
especially for a guy that has the decorated career this guy has.
Yeah.
To say, you know, no hit. Yeah.
Speaking of decorated careers, Chris Arnold just walked through the halls in his new brand spanking new Mavs t-shirt, fired up about Cooper Flagg coming aboard last night. But yeah, I think if it's a perfect game, now you're really starting to get interesting. But I think there would even still be fans there saying, you haven't had him healthy. You know that the high leverage pitches are going to be, you know, a problem for stressing his arm, and we need him next year. You know, we need to do everything we can to actually have the back half of this contract work out in our favor, because we really didn't get anything for the first two, and it stinks, you know, to have to do something like that, especially with a great pitcher like that that's never had a no-hitter, and you know he wants it. I just wonder if Boch or somebody in that organization would have actually taken the ball from him in between innings, you know, without that perfect game being broken
up. I think Boch leaves him out there.
I think he does. I think it would have had to come from upstairs. Yeah. And you're thinking, like, and we've I talked need this to, guy healthy.
We've talked to CY numerous times. He doesn't always go in that door and demand stuff, does he, from his manager?
He might at times.
No, I mean, he said it himself. He says he doesn't like to go in there. And, I mean, we've asked him questions about lineup changes and stuff like that.
I don't think he's going to mess up the lineup, but I think the health of your team, the health of a player, that's when you probably step in there.
Do you think you have this discussion about him every time he goes out? What if he's got a no-hitter going?
Let's think, yeah.
Because he's one guy that every time he takes the ball, you could get a no-hitter.
Yeah.
If we hadn't talked about it by now, we're definitely talking about it today. Like, what are the hard limits? And let's get something we can agree to with him. You know, just so we have an understanding going into it. But I just think next year, so big, like, where would you draw the line, Brian? Is it 110 pitches? Like, what's your draw?
Until he gives up a hit.
Wow. That would be the most.
I think he's that efficient pitching, and he knows where to and now how to locate pitches and stuff. Sure, he's tired, but that's where I think his game's even better. Locating, you know, working it, working the plate down up. I think to me that's, you got a veteran pitcher that knows how to get outs. I let him go. If any, well, other ones you might think of, I just think of a guy like that who has such pinpoint control, you let him go try and do it. You know, and if he looks into the dugout and looks at you like, I can't do this anymore, and he's probably not going to do that.
No.
But his ability to be efficient with pitches wants me to give him a chance.
He said afterwards something that makes me think maybe he'll have another shot on a no-hitter next week when the Orioles are in town. He says the goal's always been to try to come back and be as good as it was before surgery. When you miss that much time, sure, you've got a lot of time to think about what you've done in your career. So I go back to that take it one pitch at a time mentality, just try to hit my spot, and if I miss, make the next pitch. So I'm constantly trying to work on that and still work on things between, but tonight felt good. He was asked to reflect on, is he the same guy that he was before? And I think for us, we can say yes. Yeah. He's always as tough as critic. But
he's got a good shot to be the first Ranger ever to win a Cy Young.
Okay, great story from late morning. DFW's Bobby Witt Jr. is going to play for Team USA in the 26th World Baseball Classic.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Four Nations impact, isn't it? And maybe it's just the beginning of superstar players recognizing the ability to grow their brand and compete, and maybe a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do something for your country. I just wish the NBA and the NFL could do something like this, and maybe we're not too far off in the NBA, and I know the NFL is looking into how could we do that, but I think it really comes down to, like, country versus country. I think you tap into national pride, you get some of that Olympic or, you know, a World Cup mojo going, and hockey finally cracked the code. So I think baseball is going to fly in here as well. I would want my players going now.
Hell yeah.
Just because of the energy and you know, was terrific. The second half of the NHL season, better ratings, better interest. I mean, it really, you know, was a massive bonus there for all those players, recognition and the popularity of the league.
All forgotten country, but please don't get injured.
Right, yeah.
You know, what about Diaz? Remember that whole thing? Jumping around, celebrating, blowing out a knee?
Yeah, that was...
Then he wasn't the same, right?
That was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the team's got to get insurance on their guys. That's sure, for sure. Yeah.
But it was epic. The last World Baseball Classic, you're getting Ohtani versus Trout. I mean, sure. it is awesome.
Okay. Mavs Cooper Flag era is now officially underway. We have multiple guests to talk about it later on in the show. Just 8 days older than when LeBron James was taken straight out of high school.
It's wild.
A few days younger than Dwight Howard. Or maybe I got that opposite. A few days older than Dwight Howard, a few days younger than LeBron James. I believe the state of Maine is now Mavs country. Like, they mentioned it in Crosstalk, how big the Mavs are going to be up there in Maine. And check it, like, seeing pictures of Newport over the last couple of days, that sounds like a perfect August vacation, doesn't it?
It looks gorgeous.
They're on the water.
It does, especially if you're a lobster
fan. Newport, Rhode Island is beautiful. I've been up there doing that part. I've never been to Newport, Maine, but Newport, Rhode Island, I think they're all kind of in that same area up there. Man, it's a beautiful. In the summertime, it's glorious.
Jamie Benn is returning. Will it be glorious? I don't know. 1 year extension per multiple sources reported earlier today. That's good, right? I mean,
it's a massive pay cut.
Listening to Dutch, was it a massive pay cut?
Yeah, I mean, he was making $9.5 million, and now he's making $1 million. Yeah, so perfect. He clearly wanted to be here. Yeah. I still think for that amount of money, he's got enough left in the tank, and he is a great captain. I mean, he's very well respected throughout the league. He is still one of these guys that's not afraid to mix it up and do some dirty work for you. So, I mean, he's no longer a top two-line player. I think he's going to be on your third or fourth line, but hopefully they can go win a cup for him this year, because maybe this is the last ride.
2-4 Dawson World Baseball Classic was here before the Four Nations. It was a hit last time with all the stars they played last time. What are you talking about? It was good. I mean, but it didn't capture the nation's attention like Canada versus the USA did. 817, with the addition of Cooper Flagg, does this bring back the Duncan versus Dirk type of rivalry? Certainly hope so. You know, I this is going to be a terrific buildup. Is he going to play Summer League? I didn't see anything
on
that.
That's a great question. I don't know. I would assume he would, right?
At least a couple of games.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, start to get your feet wet.
I think Wembley played a game or two in Summer League.
You know, we get to preseason. I remember, you know, Luka's preseason debut when we were watching that at a bowling alley. It was like, holy crap, this guy can really freaking play.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. You know, it's hard really to have a strong opinion on what he's going to do. My only strong opinion is I think his floor is very, very high because he plays, you know, both ends of the court and he's a team player. But, you know, at the same time, I look at the he had two teammates drafted in the top 10 last night, you know, with Malawach and Knipple fourth. So I don't necessarily buy into the concept or the hype that he willed his team to victory. I think it was one of the most loaded teams and he has a great skill set that helped them win. But, you know, how does all this interact with the NBA? And if he does, like, win Rookie of the Year, and if he can't be like a 20-7 type of guy as a rookie, I would expect this team, nobody can touch him in the West.
If they're healthy.
Can we start the hype train?
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you guys. I know, like, I get it. The health is tough to bank on for certain guys like Anthony Davis, but they've got so much depth right now, and that is a weakness for every other team in the Western Conference. I'm very excited about what the Mavericks could do.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We'll get the G-Bag of the Day champ on the other side. Then Woolchuck's Top 10. Where are you taking us today, buddy?
Well, we're either going to do the funniest MLB names or which movies deserve a sequel. Got to pull out now, depending on the results, is where we'll go. We let the people decide. That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Nation.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and this segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Let's go to the Pimp Cup. Lucius has the champ.
Yeah. Big Godzilla walking through the city right now. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday at 5:30. There will be a G-Bag of the Day today. Got some hot nominees. Got some John Blaze-ish coming for you, bro. But we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. And the replay here at 2:20-ish, 2:22 today. Hey, if you see anything floating out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. It's a combo pack. Our winner's a combo pack. Shout out to Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Why are they trolling the church like this, fam?
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Bam. He went right through it, man.
And also,
yeah, he
Brother
just,
Harry.
Yeah.
Dick Jones.
Oh, Dick Jones. Oh, all right, you got me.
Yeah. Never pause.
I imagine all the kids and some of the dads trying to contain their laughter.
Oh, somebody was high-fiving back there. Got him. I got him.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, have you tasted him this week?
Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor.
Wrong neighbor.
Good try to save it.
If you're stuck sitting next to Brother Harry Dick Jones, we need to preach your ass that.
Man, I love these cuts. They'll be tough to beat. Coming up at 5:30, the G-Bag of the Day every afternoon with Lucius. Right before we get to LA Live at 5:40, here's Wolchick with your top 10.
All right, we will get into the top 10 movies that deserve a sequel. 877-881-1053. What movies would you like to see get a sequel? A
sequel means part two, not like a remake, right?
Nope.
Tired of the remakes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Continuation of the story.
Yeah, and it does seem like we do have a lot of remakes.
You get the remakes before you get a sequel. Yeah,
it's like Hollywood's. We run out of good ideas,
and they're flat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're flat.
They're usually not better.
Nope.
Than the original. But shout out to Cooper Flagg as he is now getting his own pizza in Louisville. Motor City Pizza in Louisville has come out with their own Cooper Flagg pizza, and what you can get on this thing, pretty delicious sounding to me. It's topped with chicken, bacon, and ranch, cheese steak as well. So it's a chicken, bacon, ranch, cheesesteak pizza that you can get. I think we actually have prices here as well. If you're interested in that, you can get it $16.95 or go with the big one, $24.95. If you want thin crust, and I'm kind of a thin crust fan, $18.95 is what you're looking at there. So I'm assuming we're probably going to get a lot of Cooper Flagg named dishes.
I was kind of hoping that maybe it was a pizza involved with some kind of brisket or, something like, it kind of sounds like it's got that Philly flair.
Is it the cheesesteak?
The cheesesteak. Yeah, go with sirloin. How about like sirloin on a pizza kind of a thing?
Where's he from?
He's from Maine.
If you want to throw lobster on the pizza, that would make even more sense.
Could we try like a lobster roll pizza?
I think there's nothing wrong with a lobster roll at all.
Get creative with that.
It's probably a pretty expensive pizza when you start talking about using lobsters, but
it's a first draft pick.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It seems like to me it's got a very Philly vibe to it.
Well, anytime you're putting in the cheesesteak, it does make you think of Philly.
Yeah. Wait. I mean, that's kind of what that city's known for, the cheesesteaks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if this was a 76ers pick, I would totally understand what we're doing here.
We need to do something like Dallas related.
I was thinking brisket, steak, something else. Yeah.
Instead of just the cheesesteak.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a good pizza, but.
That's a fair counter.
Yeah.
Now, Eric talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't know if you guys have stumbled upon this on Netflix, but it is the Poop Cruise documentary.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Pool Lasagna.
Right. Did you watch it?
The chef called it? Yeah, that was gross.
Dude,
his
description of that had me like cringing yet like cackling.
So this is something to do
loud.
With bathroom problems again?
Yeah. So
of course, Eric is all over this.
Well, if you remember, so
dude,
yes,
he
of course.
Is. There's nobody that finds more stories about people unfortunately crapping on themselves than him.
It was amazing because I saw this.
Oh, did you see this the other day?
Yeah.
Dude was at a golf course and just blew out the back end.
Saw this during the prep.
Oh, it was you, Broadus.
And then he fires off the trailer doing his, the chi block earlier at around 2:45. If you were listening, but I ended up watching this last night with Maya because I'll be honest with you. The NBA
is it disgusting?
It did not hold my attention. Oh. There are parts of it that are disgusting. There are parts of it that I did find humorous. Yeah. And having done the cruising, now I've never done a Carnival cruise.
Yeah.
I've only done the Royal Caribbean.
So the bathrooms are clogged up on these things? What are we doing?
So like CNN ended up making this a huge story, and they talk about that in the documentary. It's only about 55 minutes long, but back in February of 2013, one of the Carnival cruise ships, ended up getting a fire in the engine room.
Oh, no.
And it burned all of the wiring for the electrics.
Yeah.
So they're completely without power. They're just floating out there in the ocean.
That's why you don't go on a cruise.
So the toilets aren't working. They're not flushing.
Sure.
They're trying to figure out what the hell are we going to do.
Over the side.
Initially, the advice is you can just go ahead number one in the shower, and for the number twos we're going to give you red bags. And there was one guy that was in this being interviewed, and he was like one of my spirit animals. He goes, my whole thing was I'm not using the red bag. And I would have been the same way. I am not using the red bag. I'm doing everything.
How do they want you to use the red bag? Is it like put onto a bucket or something? Or you put it onto the toilet and then you go into it?
I don't.
Or am I supposed to balance? Like, is this a, I have to be skilled to pull it out?
It did not
strong
sound,
quads.
Did not sound easy. Did not sound easy. And so, then what you're supposed to do is leave the bag out in the hallway when you're done with it.
God.
Oh my God. So and then you ended up having an overflow.
That's a job
picking up the poo, bro.
There's leaking.
Oh,
my God.
Your decisions in life are hitting you at one time. Like, man, how did I get here?
So bad.
To picking a poo.
Right.
Why did we think getting on a crowded boat in the middle of the ocean was a good idea? Yeah,
there you go, Dawson. Just, you got the right idea there.
Man, I'm an advocate for
it. Oh, man, those cruises are fun.
They're incredible.
They're fun, bro.
Yeah,
this is one story of like hundreds that go out of
we've lost power in the engine room.
It's the one time that you get a bad horror story like this.
Captain.
We've got cruises that are departing every single day, and you're hearing nothing bad about it.
Scotty, what's the problem down there?
I hear that there's
just the red poo bags out.
Yeah, well, the red poo bags sounded disgusting.
I heard it's really only fun if you want to drink all day.
I think there's
why don't you just go to the beach and do that? Just like pull up at a beach.
Because they're taking you to beaches.
Like, I could see like hanging out all day. Like,
if you want to eat
like
all day.
At a pool swim up bar thing.
Yeah,
hey, man,
yeah,
where
I'll
you
definitely
from?
Be there. I'll be there. Then you got the little casino. There's clubs in
it's
there.
It's got everything for you.
You don't have to go out and float around.
It's a floating city.
Yeah, I can pee in the pool if I want to. I don't have to use a red bag.
Well, you can be on. You could have done that in the pool if you wanted to. And the issue was they ended up giving away free booze to try and build morale. And once people get drunk, now they're not thinking.
Now they're throwing the bags at each
other. Now we've got fights. We've got people that are urinating off the side of the
deck. Viruses is just spreading across that thing. God.
And then people are starting to hoard things. So they're going off in their own corners. And they're like, these are my people. Get away. Now we have like, you know, the barbaric human nature is coming out now.
Lord of Flies.
How are these people floating around out there? What is Carnival doing? Are they just letting them just...
Well, they had issues.
Anarchy out there? What are we
doing? Initially, they had a tugboat that was going to come and take them back to Mexico.
Then
they ended up floating
cruise.
Thousands of miles away. So now they got another tugboat that's going to come and take them over to Mobile, Alabama. It ended up being like a week. I mean, it sounded
They were on this
awful.
Boat for a week?
Yeah. It was multiple days. It was day four, I believe,
Gosh.
In which the fire happens. Yeah. And then it's multiple days that they're dealing with the... terrible conditions on Carnival.
Thank you.
And they probably have no recourse, right? Like, well, it wasn't our fault, so.
Well, they did. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, they did talk about that at the end of the documentary.
What boat was this?
They got two fun passes. Here you go. Come back.
50% off.
They refunded everything. They gave them a free cruise and like $500.
Did they? They gave you a free cruise.
Yeah.
Here, go on a boat that actually works.
Yeah.
Maybe. Most of them do.
Our bad.
Most of them do. That's.
I tell you what. You're
I'm a Royal
this.
Caribbean person.
Are you?
Yeah. I've never done the Carnival deal, and Royal Caribbean's treated me right.
They're cool, man.
I got nothing. Yeah, I love the cruise.
Yeah, I like it too.
You
bro.
Get on the cruise, you don't have to worry about a damn thing.
Of course, have you been pregnant twice out there?
I'm all good.
Yeah.
No, the second time
sure
we were already conceived, Brian. We were conceived. That's prior
to the boat. I'm sorry, but it was on the way,
it's
right?
A pleasure cruise for him.
It was on the way. It was on the way.
Yeah, I'm showing up.
We were a couple months in. But yes, so the 214 acknowledged when you watch it, there's a contract when you sign and buy the ticket that does not specify apparently, and I don't know if Carnival's changed this, that they don't actually have to have like working
lifeboats
conditions for you on this cruise.
Or like an ability to get you off
like
the boat.
Like the fine print. And if anybody knows this, it's like, why the hell would you buy the ticket in the first place? But that's these loopholes, man, they always find ways. It's ridiculous. Now we get into the top 10.
All right, let me ask you this. If this happened to you, would you go back? Would you go back? As much as you love to cruise around the Caribbean.
That would be a scarring. It's a scarring experience, 100%.
Okay.
I just
want to make sure
I would
need
to take
dug in.
I would probably take a break for a while. Yeah. But I can't say that I'd never get back.
Would
on
you? Yeah,
cruise.
Would you accept the cruise passes? They give you two more and $500 to spend, bro.
I'd be pissed.
You'll be right back
more.
On it, bro.
Like, that's so ridiculous.
You'll be right.
Hey, the free cruise? You're right. I'd probably talk about it. I earned this. We deserve this, honey.
Would you re-gift?
We went through fecal matter to get here, baby.
Could you re-gift it? Like,
to somebody
here,
else?
Yeah, like, here you go.
Hey,
Mom,
buddy.
Dad, enjoy.
Oh, you've never gone on a cruise? Yeah, give it to Eric. Hey, you guys have never gone, right?
Oh, Eric would love cruise? That. If it was a poo cruise, he'd be all over that.
But aren't the bedrooms like a third of the size of the pimp cup?
They're small.
They're kind of small. Some of them are small. Matters just ones you get. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can go. I
more
mean,
comfortable
you go
than
the how narrow are the halls? You know?
Halls pretty narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the worst part is walking through the hallways. They're fun, Brian.
He's trying to find negative
They're
things
awesome.
About it.
What are we doing?
They're fantastic. The food's great. It's free booze.
You get to hit some ports every once in a while.
The
you know,
ports are awesome.
Ports.
You're traveling the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, get off and stay off.
It's amazing. I've loved all my experiences on the cruises. And the staff, incredible.
Okay.
Very friendly.
All right.
Yeah. Social Network's getting a sequel. Oh. You guys familiar with the Social Network?
The movie?
Yes.
With the Winklevoss twins? And,
yes.
And Facebook Man?
Yes.
And you're asking me.
David Fincher. Well, it's a movie you should see because you'd actually probably really like it. It is about the making of Facebook. Phenomenal movie. Was nominated for an Academy Award. Did not win that year, which I do think was a big time snub. But since then, it looks like Aaron Sorkin, who wrote that, wants to do a part two, a follow-up to the Social Network. I guess what's gone on ever since then with Facebook that whole debacle.
Yeah, those Winklevoss twins, they ended up getting $100 million, I think, in a settlement.
Good for them. They had the idea.
They took all of that money and bought Bitcoin. They bought 5% of the world's supply of Bitcoin, a million of them, and then started a crypto exchange.
Okay. So they still ended up cashing in. I mean, they were already pretty damn rich. Incredible.
I mean, they were going to have a silver spoon life one way or another. But yes, this took it into generational billions.
Well, Andrew Garfield's character in that, and I can't remember what his name was, like Eduardo or something. He's the one that seemed like he got really screwed. Like he ends up getting, he was like the co-founder, and then they end up taking his name out of everything. He didn't sell out. They basically like bought him out. Like they kicked him out. He signed something, and I guess he didn't have his lawyers look over it properly. But what he signed was essentially like he gave up his shares. So he got bleeped. But that's on him, I guess, for not doing your due diligence and making sure everything.
Nah, I'll be in the street. I'll be doing rocks, bro.
Yeah, I'd probably have.
That could have been somebody. You understand?
So what are some?
Sure. So close.
You'd be on
have you
cruise.
Seen that Facebook thing?
Yeah, you'd be cruising, baby.
Yeah.
Cruise.
You got a Facebook?
That's me, man. That's all me right here.
You're kidding me. You're the Facebook guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's Facebook me. Guy.
You got a dollar?
Yeah. Please. No Country for Old Men was a movie that they want a sequel to, according to Outside the Star. The Detective Pikachu movie is a movie that some wanted a sequel to. My Cousin Vinny.
Pikachu. Hey, yeah.
That'd be good.
Like, did he go on to do more?
Like, what happened there?
Yeah, what happened there?
Old school?
For the one-time thing?
Yeah. Old school. I think we could do a My Cousin Vinny sequel. There's probably a lot of people out there that haven't even seen that movie.
Old school was a little tired bit, wasn't it, Brian? I think we were too old when that movie came out.
I think
out.
We were really? Way too old when yeah. that movie
like
came
it.
Out. Yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow, that Tom Cruise movie. The Other Guys.
Was that the one where he kept coming back? He would die and then he would come back and he had to
It was good.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Fight Club. Got a vote?
Oh, yeah.
Can I vote for one?
Yeah, please.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay. Bueller.
I'd like to see them kind of like his like older.
That could be a good
like
idea.
Like an adult.
I want to see the next day when he got caught up and everything. And that explained to everybody.
Ooh, yeah.
Where'd you go? Where'd
Cameron's character in Succession is such a dweeb. What a fail. You know what I'm talking about, Woolchuck. Lucius, right? That's Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Oh, the actor?
The brother
Broderick.
From The First Wife.
Well, Matthew Broderick is Ferris.
He's Ferris.
Right, but he's somewhat Cameron.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Cameron, he's the dude.
Yeah, but like,
the
I don't
Ferrari.
Know what he's,
the Ferrari. He's his dad. Yeah. He's still the, yeah, he's
like, funny. I haven't followed that guy's career. What's he ended up doing?
I hadn't either. The first time I saw him since Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
He's in Succession. He is the first son.
Holy crap.
With the hooker
no
wife.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not know that was him.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you call yourself a movie authority.
Well, Succession TV show, Brian. But yes, I do see a lot of movies.
Hmm.
E.T., Superbad, and Hancock are the honorable mentions on here. And Hancock is an underrated film that Will Smith made. If you haven't seen it.
That was great, yeah.
Dude, it's badass.
Fun.
I'd love to get that. A lot of people.
Yeah, I see it now, bro. I'm sorry, I'm so late, yeah.
So good.
My finger's moving slow as hell.
That's
but I see what you're saying. You were right.
Me the other day
right.
on meds.
Yeah. The,
what are we
the top
talking
10 that need
about?
A sequel, we got The Goonies, which they might be doing. Or they're doing a remake, one of the two, really? Lucius. It's probably a remake.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
I mean, you wouldn't want to work with any of those child actors.
I don't know what else you would do.
I guess you'd follow his son and see if they kept the old tripping business alive.
Yeah, that's good.
Does he like
Did
me?
Did you sell those Apple shares?
Yeah. Did he find Facebook?
Yeah.
Did he? Yeah, did he?
iRobot? Is the kid a good running back and kick returner would be my first.
Playing for Alabama?
LSU.
Did you ever find out how awful your mother was? Yeah. Terrible person. Yeah, did your dad so wrong, fam? Mm.
iRobot at 8. I don't know that we need an iRobot sequel.
Nah, we living in it.
Alita Battle Angel. Didn't you see that?
Oh, Jenny. What's that?
Alita.
Sorry, I'm in
Forrest Battle Gump. Angel.
Yes, that was a great movie.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, Battle I enjoyed
Angel.
It.
I never saw that.
I think there is a sequel coming to that, isn't there?
There is?
Yeah.
Well, these people are going to be happy. I haven't heard anything about it,
know.
But might be.
Oh, Boys in the Hood. I need a Boys in the Hood update, man. Did Trey ever, did he keep it on the straight and narrow? Had a rough time starting out there. Yeah. Did he ever go to college and become somebody? Now he's a professor trying to save the community again. Come back to save.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Training Day got texted in. Pulp Fiction. Crazy Rich Asians is number 6. The South Park movie. Minority Report, another Tom Cruise film. I wouldn't mind a sequel to that. Inception.
Yeah, it was good.
How about The Dark Crystal, Lucius?
Yeah.
That'd be bizarre.
I know a local radio DJ that looks like The Dark Crystal.
Ooh. Doesn't work here, though.
No. And she's beautiful, by the way. I'm just saying, she looks like The Dark Crystal character. Beautiful.
The Simpsons movie, number 1, though, that they want a sequel.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
People love The Simpsons, man.
Was that the movie that they were in a bubble? Was Springfield in a bubble?
Yes, it was. Yeah. I really didn't even think it was very good.
No,
I did give a spider pig, though.
Alrighty, there it is. The top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon. Why Cooper Flagg's going to wear 32 more interesting talking points next. Joel Berry, ACC Network at 3 here in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I was in my parents' bedroom, I think in 1990 or 91, when Christian Laettner hit that shot, that iconic inbound turnaround.
Spectrum, Philadelphia.
Yeah. Incredible, historic. And I don't know where Cooper Flagg's mom was when she saw that play, but left a big impression on her. That is why Cooper Flagg is going to wear 32. That's why he wore 32 in high school. Only wore 2 at Duke because 32 was retired for Christian Laettner. So Coop's going to be in a 32, and iconic number, really. I mean, I love it. Magic Johnson, Bill Walton, Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Like before 23, 32 was kind of one of those numbers, you know, that was just kind of different. And 23 has overshadowed it, but there was at one time, 32 was a definite GOAT number. Magic Johnson, the greatest 32 to ever rock it. Can Cooper Flagg be better? Hopefully. We shall see. The other update on the Mavs is that D'Angelo Russell is apparently favored to be joining this Mavs team. You know, and I guess it really makes sense if you need a guy who can run some offense. But if you're trying to build a playoff team out of that, like he can't be the lead guy. It's got to be this is the guy that makes the most sense to give us offense, to give us shot clock winding down, give us late game type of stuff. Even though D'Angelo Russell isn't efficient enough, he's pretty dang good at it. And if the surroundings around him are great and he doesn't overshoot, like we don't want D'Angelo Russell volume shooter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed by this one. You know, I would hope they could get better.
Yeah, Nico was saying during the presser last night that he seems to think that they've got their pick of what guard that they would like. So maybe they've got their eyes on a bigger fish than D'Angelo Russell. But, yeah, I mean, D'Lo's had some moments, but he's also just super inconsistent, right? There's been some really good highs. He's a little bit volatile, I think, off the court as well. You know, where is he mentally? Is he always kind of feeling it? I think he's had some up and downs when it comes to mental health as well. But
in his mind, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
You know, well, and I think he struggles when he tries to do a lot, and the coaches say, hey, I don't know what his mental health situation is, but I just know him trying to do too much is the problem. If he would play inside of his skill set, I think he could be a really good asset.
Yeah, I think that's probably spot on when you consider how he was drafted, what, the second overall pick by the Lakers. And he turned out to be a bust. And he's had good moments elsewhere, whether it was in, you know, Brooklyn recently or in a second stint with the Lakers. But he is one of those guys that I think could play once you get Kyrie back, because he's kind of a combo guard, like a one and a two. But I think that there's other names that I'd like a little bit more than D'Lo.
Yeah. But still, it would be a welcome addition, I think.
Absolutely. Fills a need.
Yeah, right now, just the backcourt creation is rough, and it really makes me wonder how important they believe it is. You know, we've seen the traditional point guard that just handles it, brings it up, maybe scores 9-10 points a game and hands out 8 or 9 assists. He's basically dead. Now every team's best offensive weapon is essentially charged with figuring out a way to be the point guard, unless you're clearly a big. Okay, so all this is going to unfold really over the next couple of weeks. Probably by late next week, we're going to have a great view of the free agent picture and what the Mavs roster might look like. We're waiting for an update on Wyatt Langford, aren't we, on some kind of a side tightness situation. Last I'd heard, they're hoping it's not an oblique strain. That doesn't sound good, because these obliques can be a month or so.
Yes, it could be an extended period of time if that's the case. He's getting tests today. Hopefully by the end of the day, maybe
we've heard
something.
Has he dealt
with this
before?
He has, I believe so. It might have been last year when he first came up
and
then went back down.
This is the too strong argument, isn't it? Dude's too strong.
Too tightly wound.
That's what we were discussing.
Yeah. I mean, you're really rotating through on both, you know, hitting and throwing. So I do think Wyatt Langford loves the weight room, and there's tremendous benefits to it. But I think at some point, like being, I think the word is supple or more flexible.
Flexible.
You know, it might be more important than that extra.
No, bench. You're right. You're right. Supple. You have to think about it. There's a book called The Supple Leopard or something like that.
Yeah.
It's about stretching and knowing your body.
There you go. Yeah. Get it some yoga maybe on your off days.
Yeah. April of last year, he had the right oblique strain. So this one might be on the opposite side.
Second year in a row. Speaking of last year, the story is back. They've decided they're not going to do a Pride night or a Pride week or whatever. They're the only team in baseball that is not
they
participating
have no pride,
in it.
Right?
I suppose. I don't know how you take it. Maybe for some fans it's offensive. Maybe it's a nothing burger. I do support those initiatives, but I think it's important to be inclusive as much as possible, especially for a business. But without polarized the country is right now on either politics or rights, I mean, staying out of it has to be okay, isn't it? Is it just saying, like, listen, we just don't want to get involved. Can we please? I think we just saw in multiple stories here, gambling and then the THC stuff in the spring, the legislative sessions, how much muscle the religious conservatives still have in our state. It's the biggest voting block, you know. So if you're the Texas Rangers, how many of your fans are going to be offended? And is it bad for business?
Sure.
I don't know if that's what they're thinking, or they just have a, you know, some sort of a stand against it. But yeah, it is interesting, and I think you'll probably
see that
story.
It definitely makes you stand out when you're the only one.
Yeah, yeah, like why?
Yeah, just why? Only one.
Do you think the sponsors have something to do with this?
I could see
absolutely
that.
It could very well be.
That they know that if they have it, then it offends their sponsors, and then they lose their sponsors, then there's problems?
There's probably a business standpoint on it, but it's not a situation for the other 29 teams.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. Maybe there's something about Texas, or maybe this goes to right to the top to Ray. You know, maybe he's one of these guys.
Might be, because he did not want to comment about this reading Evan Grant's article that he wrote. Maybe he's just not into it.
Yeah, that could be it. WNBA corner here in the G-Bag Nation. Caitlin Clark is out tonight versus the Sparks. She has a groin injury. Putting tomorrow night's showdown against the Wings at the AAC in jeopardy. It's sold out. Mike Peasley and 20,000 of his closest friends have tickets for the AAC tomorrow.
She ain't playing tomorrow night.
And that does not sound, a groin injury does not sound like something I have tonight and is going to be okay tomorrow.
She's not playing.
It's just load management, boys. Come on. They've got her sitting knowing that she's going to be playing off of back-to-back tomorrow. You don't want to play an automatic.
Hopefully that's the case. It does remind me of heading to the Cotton Bowl to watch AS Roma play Ronaldo's Real Madrid team.
Yeah.
And he waved and then went and sat on the bench for
that
the first
would be
half.
A huge letdown.
You're talking to a guy that drove all the way to Chicago to watch Man United play.
Mm.
And they played dudes that were wearing number 73,
yeah.
number 64.
B team guys.
It was like, yeah.
Your U18 program.
They were playing. Yeah. They were
this will be a good experience for the lads. Get them out there in Chicago.
They're playing. They had it. It's like when they first, like we figured out, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, Manchester United, like all of us load up to go. Like, we'll never get to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We'll never get to see a bunch of backups play. They're playing Bayern Munich.
And ooh.
But Bayern Munich did the same damn thing.
Yeah, they do in those preseason tours. I guess they think that us silly Americans won't know the difference.
Hey, you know, something's come up, 60 seconds on soccer, that managers around the world for these clubs are worried about the heat in North America next summer. That that the problem that they're going to have with the pitch surfaces, just the overall temperatures and stuff for the players and stuff.
Yeah.
They're thinking that this might be something that when it comes down to it, that becomes a huge issue.
Might need to see the old water break come into play in some of these.
The fitness of their players, they're really worried about this.
I know it's been a problem this summer in baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're coming off a cycle where they played in Qatar.
Yeah, I've heard something about that.
So
maybe they
got some, you know, some lessons learned there that they can apply here.
Well, they did that in the wintertime.
But it was summer there.
It was in the winter. No, it was in the.
But weren't games still approaching triple digits?
It wasn't as bad.
They definitely the worst one they've had.
They couldn't do it in the summer. It'd be
Brazil. Brazil was bad. That was a struggle. They built those stadiums basically in like the wetlands and stuff like
they
that.
Popped them up
the
quick.
Humidity was a big problem down there.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You look into Brazil and some of those stadiums are just all overgrown now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Caitlin Clark did not miss a game in college or her first year in the WNBA, but she's
scared of the wings.
Just over a week ago, she had a quad injury. I would say she's probably working too hard and needs to chill because
she's getting knocked around
by two leg injuries in a row. All righty, we got to run. When we return, Joel Berry, ACC Network, predictions for Cooper Flagg's rookie year here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.